Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sharing in the worship of a community of faith is an extremely important activity. It is one that has brought us to this moment and this place. And the words of worship are extremely important. They are not simply words to be offered and then forgotten. They are not simply words that fit neatly into the liturgy. They are not words that come easily to our lips and then, well, there, that's it. We can set them aside. I'm going to ask you to turn to the last page of our bulletin today and to look at the prayer after communion, because it has a phrase which I believe is essential in terms of the way in which we live our lives as a community of faith and as individuals. In fact, why don't we say this together, the prayer after communion. God of peace, in this Eucharist we have been reconciled to you and to our neighbors. May we who have been anointed by holy things always have the courage to forgive. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. What a positive, impactful phrase that is. May we who have been nourished by holy things always have the courage to forgive. That means that as we gather as a community of faith, as we come forward and share the sacrament, as you hear the words, the body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you, there is a transformative moment in that experience. How many of you have ever heard somebody say to you, I love you? It's a rhetorical question. I'm looking for hands. It's okay. How many of you have heard somebody say the words to you, I forgive you? There is a transformative moment in hearing both those words, love and forgive. And they give us, as certainly from my own experience, I can tell you, it gives me great joy to know that I am loved and that I am forgiven. There are some people in other parishes that I've served that come forward to share the sacrament that look as though the end of the world is upon them. There is a deep sadness, or they approach that moment as though it is not just a devotional moment, which it truly is, but it is almost devoid of joy. You may notice that often when I have the responsibility of sharing the sacrament, I smile at you. Because it is a moment of great joy to know that you and I are sharing this moment where we are both loved and where we are forgiven. Forgiving others is a great challenge these days. It is a great challenge because, well, we recognize in the global story that we have passed 23 years since the events of 9/11. And we recognize, I suspect many of us who were born before 9/11 recognize where we were in that moment. It was a terrible moment. Many people died, buildings were destroyed. And in that setting now, there is a renewal of community life. There is a memorial which has been established. And so there is a way in which that particular community, but I don't think the world, has moved through that experience, not forgetting it, but moved through it. Decades have passed since a cathedral church in 1940 was bombed beyond recognition. The city of Coventry, England, that particular cathedral was devastated. And yet in the midst of the rubble, there was one of the clergy who noticed that some beams had fallen in the shape of a cross. And so now, as a center of peace and reconciliation, Coventry Cathedral has really two structures. One, which is the bombed out cathedral, and attached to it is the new cathedral. And behind the altar in the bombed out cathedral are the words etched in the stones, "Father, forgive." And now our own cathedral, St. Paul's in London, is a part of that community of nails, which is a worldwide ecumenical peace center. It's interesting to note there are global things over which you and I have absolutely no control. But then we hear Jesus ask us, and we heard the rector ask the children, when it comes to our Lord, "Who do you say that I am?" The reality is that for us in these days, silence is not an option. We recognize that our Lord is the one who loves us and who, from the cross, as he stretched out his arms to carry the sins of the world, yours and mine, said, "Father, forgive." See, it's amazing when you hear sermons about forgiveness and love, and you think of all the people that those words are meant for, all the other people. But let me take you back to some words which are going to be a part of our liturgy, which are extremely familiar, which really set the tone of the whole concept of what it means to experience forgiveness. John Ryrie's setting of the Lord's Prayer reminds us, as we will offer it together, that our plea to our Lord is, "Forgive us our trespasses." Now, it would be absolutely wonderful if we stopped there. But what comes next is essential. Not only are we asking our Lord to forgive us our trespasses, but we're asking our Lord to do that as we forgive those who trespass against us. So how are we doing with that? That is the challenge. That is where we take the faith that we claim, the faith that we profess, and turn it into reality in our daily lives. Forgiveness. Expressing our love and support. And so I ask you this day, when we get to the end of the service, when you offer the prayer after communion, to hear the words which are there as you speak them, to make that prayer yours, those words yours, that hope, that expectation, that plea, that petition, yours. May we who have been nourished by holy things always have the courage to forgive. May that be true in your life and mine. Amen.